Hello and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. On Track 1, Corey will provide his commentary adapted from the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program, current research data, and his clinical experience. On Track 2, he will be joined by Tracy Hawley on He Said, She Said, for her female focus on topics related to whole food, health, relationships, and raising healthy children. Track 3 features an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience in the healthcare, fitness, and sports nutrition field. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 10, Number 11. In the last edition of Clinical Review, I discussed the title of my forthcoming new book called Habits of Health. In Habits of Health, I describe 7 habits of human behavior that improve and sustain long-term optimum health and wellness. The 7 habits I chose include world travel, sport, music, personal hobbies, continuing education, nature walks, and gardening. My first habit of health is world travel. It definitely ranks high on the scale. In fact, for me personally, it outranks everything. Travel broadens your mind and expands your inner universe. It helps us discover new things about ourselves and the amazing planet around us. Like exercise, travel forces us to adapt and remodel ourselves. In the process, we become more functional and independent. To fully develop our mind in context with reality, we must open it up to new thoughts and ideas. We must routinely compare what we currently know and what we've been told to what is ultimately defined as truth by other cultures in distant lands. I learned much about myself and the world by moving about the planet and discovered many fantastic cities, towns, and countries with incredible historical value that just blew me away emotionally and spiritually. But the culture shock doesn't happen in foreign countries, at least not for me. It happens when you come back home. After I returned from visiting 6 of the 7 continents, I realized how little I knew about the world and what it was really like, how sheltered we are in the new world, and how valuable that information is for my own personal growth and development. I discovered how television and local media rarely provides the whole truth about what's happening in other parts of the world, like in the Middle East, for example. To get a true perspective for yourself, you have to go to the actual destination you have in mind and dip into the waters of the world travel stream. You have to get wet, and for me, I like to dive in head first. So, is it time for you to book your trip of a lifetime? Remember, our most important commodity is our own life and time itself. Don't wait too long. The sand in the hourglass of time is continuously pouring down in one direction only, and it's irreversible. To my knowledge, no one on the planet is aging backwards or has the power to control the force of entropy. On this edition of Clinical Review, my topic is Motivation, Principle of Sports Nutrition, Number 9. Back in 2004, I addressed the topic of motivation in 2 previous SNU clinical reviews, specifically Volume 3, Number 10, and Volume 3, Number 11. If you want insight on principles associated with creating motivation, including things like mental discipline, influence, knowledge, state of mind, human behavior, energy, the human mind, and so on, then I suggest you give these 2 audio tutorials a listen. For this session, I'm going to take a somewhat different approach to complement the previous 2 tutorials. For this session, I've created an acronym for motivation to emphasize what I think motivation is really all about. So let's begin. M is for motive, the root of motivation itself. Motive literally means to move. Motive is the reason or cause behind any course of action, whether it is conscious or unconscious. Our motive determines everything we do. Motive is what leads a person to do what they do. It's the incentive that inspires a person. Motive is an emotion, a desire, a physiological need, or an impulse that acts as incitement to action. What is your motive behind everything? Why do you do what you do? Are you clear about your motives? Is your spouse or significant other? How about your colleagues at work? Do they know what you're up to and why? Everything we do is initiated by a motive of some kind, be it out of necessity or desire. Synonyms for motive include aim, antecedent, basis, cause, consideration, design, drive, emotion, end, feeling, grounds, idea, impulse, incentive, inducement, influence, inspiration, intent, intention, mainspring, object, occasion, passion, rationale, root, spur, stimulus, and thinking. Be careful what you think about. Thoughts are things. O is for order. Order is a condition where the things you do are properly disposed with reference to other things and to its ultimate purpose. Order is the methodical or harmonious arrangement of the things that you do every day, such as eating whole food, juicing organic fruits and vegetables, taking your supplements, hitting the weights, training at the gym, studying course material, reading books, and working with passion at something you love, genuinely enjoy, and choose to do with all of your heart and soul. Synonyms for order include adjustment, aligning, array, assortment, categorization, classification, codification, composition, computation, disposal, disposition, distribution, establishment, form, grouping, layout, lineup, management, method, neatness, pattern, placement, plan, procedure, procession, progression, propriety, regularity, regulation, rule, scale, scheme, sequence, setup, standardization, structure, succession, symmetry, system, tidiness, uniformity, and harmony. We all must try to have some degree of order in our life. T is for timing. Timing is selecting the best time or speed for doing something in order to achieve the desired or maximum result. Timing is everything. We've all heard that. Timing relates to the passage of time. Your time, that is, and time is all we have. Are you working against time, with time, ahead of time, at one time, at the same time, or at times? Time is a continuous, measurable quantity in which events occur in a sequence proceeding from the past through the present to the future. What time is it? Is it time to leave or time to stay? Is it time to travel? What time does the movie start? Is it time to go home? Is it time to eat? There is a time for everything under the sun. Timekeeping is so critical to the functioning of modern societies that it's coordinated at an international level. The basis for scientific time is a continuous count of seconds based on atomic clocks around the world known as the International Atomic Time. Do you have time for love? What about your family or partner? What about health? Do you make enough time to do the work we all must do to stay well? Perhaps timing in that context is everything. Synonyms for time, which is the root of timing, include age, allotment, bit, bout, chronology, clock, continuance, date, day, duration, epoch, era, eternity, extent, future, generation, hour, infinity, instant, interval, juncture, lastingness, life, lifespan, lifetime, many a moon, moment, month, occasion, past, present, season, second, shift, space, span, spell, stage, stint, stretch, tempo, term, tide, tour, turn, week, while, and year. Wow! I have to finish this tutorial because I'm running out of time. I is for individuality. Individuality is a particular character or aggregate of qualities that distinguishes one person from everyone else. It's what makes us unique and unlike everyone and everything else. It's the state or quality of being a separate entity. Our motivation in life is as unique as we are. No one thinks like us, at least not exactly. We all have approximately 100 billion neurons in our brains with 1,000 trillion synaptic connections, which, by the way, is 1 quadrillion. But we're all wired differently. Every brain is unique. That's very cool if you think about it. Synonyms for individuality include character, complexion, difference, discreteness, disposition, dissimilarity, distinction, distinctiveness, eccentricity, habit, identity, idiosyncrasy, independence, individualism, makeup, manner, nature, oddity, oneness, originality, peculiarity, rarity, satiety, selfdom, selfhood, selfness, separateness, singleness, singularity, temperament, uniqueness, unity, and unlikeness. Ever meet someone who talks, acts, and looks exactly like you? You could travel around the world 10,000 times over and you never will. Even your exact clone would be different from you. There has never been anyone like you, and there never will be anyone like you. Rejoice in your individuality and appreciate it. No one else has it. V is for vision. Vision is the act or power of sensing with the eyes. It is also the act of anticipating that which will or may come to pass. It is something seen or unseen or otherwise perceived during our experience called life. What is your vision for life? When you wake up, what do you see? What about when you dream? Do you see special things in people? What about in yourself? What special or unusual characteristics do you see in the world? Do you see the beauty in the world or the horror? When you talk to people, do you look deep into their eyes? What do you see? What don't you see? Seeing is believing, or is it the other way around? Is believing seeing what can't be seen without belief? Synonyms for vision include apocalypse, chimera, delusion, ecstasy, fantasy, ghost, hallucination, haunt, illusion, mirage, nightmare, oracle, phantasm, phantom, phenomenon, presence, prophecy, revelation, specter, spirit, spook, and trance. A is for action. Action speaks louder than words, no doubt about that. Put your money where your mouth is, hit the floor and give me 20. Action is the process or state of acting or being active. It is characterized by brisk or dynamic movement. It's something that moves. It's taking part in an act. It's doing something as in anything. Action is a deed or a force of energy. It's the manifestation of exercise and physical activity. Are you out of action? Show me some action. Do you want a piece of my action? Words without action are nothing more than smoke. Synonyms for action include activity, agility, alacrity, alertness, animation, ballgame, big idea, busyness, bustle, commotion, dash, deal, energy, enterprise, flurry, force, functioning, game, going, happening, haste, hoopla, hopper in the works, industry, life, liveliness, motion, movement, occupation, operation, plan, power, process, proposition, racket, reaction, response, rush, scene, spirit, stir, stunt, trip, turmoil, vigor, vim, vitality, and vivacity. T is for tenacity. Tenacity means holding on without letting go. It is a forceful, stubborn, and persistent energy. It is tough and cohesive like super glue. Ever get that stuff on your fingers? If you're tenacious, you never stop. You're like a badger digging for a gopher in a hole. You never give up. You keep going no matter what. You push and prod until you achieve your objective. You finish the rep, the set, or the job. You don't turn back. You don't run away. And you keep going on like an ever-ready battery. You're the tortoise, not the hare. You're like the never-ending sky that is always overhead. Synonyms for tenacity include backbone, courage, determination, doggedness, firmness, true grit, guts, gutsiness, heart, inflexibility, intestinal fortitude, intransigence, moxie, nerve, perseverance, persistence, resoluteness, resolution, resolve, spunk, starch, stick-to-itiveness, stomach, strength of purpose, what it takes, and willfulness. I is for imagination. Imagination is the faculty of forming mental images or concepts from what is not actually present to the senses. Einstein said that imagination is more important than knowledge. And how important is knowledge? Imagination is the capacity to produce ideal creations that stem from a special or unique form of inner vision or intrinsic awareness. Some call it resourcefulness, others associate it with the ability to face and resolve difficulties. Imagination can produce new ideas and can be used to deal with unexpected or unusual circumstances. Imagination is the act or process of forming a conscious idea or mental image of something never before wholly perceived in reality. It is the gift of forming mental images for the purpose of artistic or intellectual creation. Synonyms for imagination include acuteness, artistry, awareness, cognition, conception, creation, creative thought, creativity, enterprise, fabrication, fancy, fantasy, idea, illusion, image, imagery, ingenuity, insight, inspiration, intelligence, invention, inventiveness, mental agility, notion, originality, perceptibility, realization, resourcefulness, sally, supposition, thought, thoughtfulness, verve, vision, visualization, and wittiness. O is for objective. Objective is something that one's effort or actions are intended to attain or accomplish. It's what you want to do. It's the target or the end game. Objective is the goal in sight. It's what we perceive from the inside and achieve on the outside. It pertains to something that can be known or that exists independent of thought. The objective in mind is what you have in mind, but the objective at hand relates to actual and external phenomenon. It is the object of your desire, goal, or aim. It is the object of your fully engaged and self-motivated endeavor. Synonyms for objective include ambition, aspiration, course design, desire, direction, end, intent, intention, mark, plan, purpose, scheme, target, where one is heading, and what you wish for. And finally, the last letter in our acronym for motivation is the letter N. N is for now, as in do it now, as in now is the time, now is the day of salvation, now is what matters, do it now, rock the boat, fight the good fight, stand up and be counted, what are you waiting for, now is the present time, the moment that counts, now means without further delay, like get your butt in gear, now is up to the minute, not the past, it is at this exact moment, not yesterday, but now, there is no time like the present. Synonyms for now include at once, at the moment, directly, first off, at this time, forthwith, here and now, immediately, in a minute, in a moment, in nothing flat, instantly, just now, like now, momentarily, nowadays, on the double, promptly, pronto, right away, right now, straight away, this day and today. My friends, the past is gone and the future doesn't exist. There is only now. Now is the time to decide what you're going to do. So what's it going to be? If it's going to be, it's up to me. So make it so. Do what you need to do. And if at all possible, don't wait, don't hesitate, don't just state. Just think, then do it, but do it now. Don't wait for spring, do it now. Motivation. What a word. I hope you enjoyed my acronym. Isn't it amazing what you can pull out of one simple word? Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from the Buddha himself. He is able who thinks he is able.